Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my. That you have won again. Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the down and roll.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah, you're still mighty.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and we've been ready to take time to pray and seek the face of God. As we know that our nation and nations around the world are in fierce demonic warfare and battle with each other. And God needs the intercessors and the prayer warriors to be in their main position in this season. As we prepare to go into this time of prayer, it's time for the men and women of God, not on the main front or the forefront, or even those in special forces, but it's time for everybody to come together in this season and let us pray. We need each other like never before. The word of God said in Psalm 50:5, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. It is important that this is one of the seasons that we all must stand together and stand tall and war against the kingdom of darkness. Everything that we're seeing and watching and experiencing, it's almost as if it's a counterfeit. We need men and women of God that need to be able to discern what's going on in the world and what's going on in leadership. The hand of God is upon many of us in this hour. That's why the battle is so great and the fight is so gigantuan. We have to stand together. By reading, studying, praying, and connecting ourselves. And this fierce demonic tide, everyone must stand tall and strong and battle against this strong demonic force in the earth realm. As we're positioning ourselves now and waging war in the spirit realm, we have to fight like never before for our family, for our loved ones, for our children, and fight hard in a time of it. Immorality is taking over at every level. We have to be the point man in the earth realm for the kingdom of God. The warfare, the battle, it is what it is right now. And those of us who stand in position in the kingdom of God must be prepared for this warfare. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. Open your heart up. Be strong in God. Examine every move that you make while you're examining yourself, making the move. We're getting ready to take time to pray. Let your heart is a flesh. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you is my prayer for you on today. Amen. Somebody needs to unmute their line. Line might be muted.
Bless you, man of God. I'm here. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Psalms 30. I'll be coming to you out of Psalms 30. Hallelujah. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me up out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people, praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made me royal. You made my royal mountains, hallelujah, stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silent? If I go down to the pit, will the just praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy. That the Lord may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank and praise you, Lord, for your sound on today. And I thank and praise you and call on the assistant, the prophetess, Tina Rice, who will be blowing the sound of the Tekiah, hallelujah, alongside me. Woman of God.
Thank you.
all together. Glory be to God. A sound of victory, Prophet Athena. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for your service. Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Thank you for every breath you give me, Father. Thank you for blowing your ruach into my nostrils. Hallelujah, shundarabah, shundarabah, yeah, glory, hallelujah. Now, Father, bless your name on today, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we want to know you more, glory be to God. We're coming on this line, excuse me, on one accord. Bless your name. We want to know you more, Father God. In this time, hallelujah, that we've come into you, Father God, we're fasting. We're fasting, Father, and we're praying, Father God. We're diligently laying it all down. Glory be to God. We've fasted many times, but on this fast, Father God, we're asking for so many different changes within our own person, Father. In the name of Jesus, within our personal self, we laying down the fork and the spoon and the knife and the plate. We're pushing it aside. We're coming on one accord as we come together for our conference, on the Lifeline Conference, glory be to God, and even in our own personal homes, Father God. We want to be on one accord. We want to be washed. We want to be purged. We want to be purified of things that can hold back your spirit, hallelujah, that can hold back the move of God, hallelujah. We're looking for, hallelujah, we're in anticipation. We're looking for, we're in anticipation. We're in a breeding ground of expectation. Glory be to God. So, Father, we ask you now, Father, to forgive us of our sins, hallelujah, as we go forward on today. Forgive us and help us to understand what grieves you, Father. My God, what grieves you? Anything that can grieve you, hallelujah. Anything that can vex anything that we have, hallelujah, that we need to go forward in you. As we're fasting, Father God, show us ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be, hallelujah, by dream, by vision, even by trance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, show us, hallelujah, show us how and what, in which way you would have us to turn and move and go, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You are our sovereign God, hallelujah. You are Adonai, our sovereign God. Show us, Father God, show us your everlasting love as we put it all down. We put it all down. We are at your feet, yet we come boldly to the throne, but we're at your feet humbly saying, show us ourselves. Hallelujah. Show us what could be hindering this or that, what could be causing any destruction. Hallelujah. Show us any anger. We ask you to forgive us for any anger that we hold in ourselves, Father God, that could be slowing down the process, hallelujah, of what you have for us. Show us, Father God, any lust in our bodies, Father God, that we shouldn't be carrying, hallelujah. Yes, you've given us a feeling. You give us feelings, hallelujah. You give us feelings to feel, but we're asking you, Lord, to control, to help us to control things that we would go after that would not be pleasing to you. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Father God. Hallelujah. Sins of omission, things we just didn't realize we did. Anybody that we affected through our shortcomings, Lord, we ask that you touch the hearts of man, soften their hearts, Father God, so when they see us again, hallelujah, they will be prepared, hallelujah. They will be prepared with a softened heart, Father God. And you will give us the right words to speak into their hearts, Father God, that we may come together as one and we both come up higher in the kingdom. Let us not lose one soul for you, Father. Anything we've done that we just didn't realize. Hallelujah. In this time of fasting and praying and seeking your face, remind us so that we can get out of the courts of heaven, so we can get from up under the hand of the enemy, who we know is the brother and the accuser of the brethren. Give him nothing. We give no place to the devil. Forgive us of our sins, Father God. Forgive us, hallelujah, for sins of commission, doing all kinds and sorts of things. And because we have such a beautiful grace, because we're under the mighty hand of you, Father God, and you forgive us, hallelujah, you're infinite in your forgiveness, Father God, because we know we are under your grace, that we have favor and mercy with you. We do things under the assumption that we're going to come out of it all right. Yes, Lord, and forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Let us be more conscious to what we're doing, Father God. Let us be more conscious of the company that we keep. Anything that can steer us away from you, because we know the enemy is lurking to and from to see who he can destroy in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Father God. Hallelujah. Adultery, fornication. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Anything, anything. Forgive us for lying to the white lies. Get it out of us. Won't hurt anything. We ask you to forgive us, Father. Those are part of the things you hate. A liar. Forgive us if we mistakenly stole something. In our minds, it was a mistake. But when the truth comes, Lord, cause us to make that thing right. Anything, anything the enemy can try to do to trick us up, we bind his hands up, we cast him out, and the gates of hell is where he belongs, under our feet. Oh, God, we're searching ourselves now, Father. We're in this fast, and we're real about it in the name of Jesus. We're not on a diet, glory be to God, and we may need to be on a diet. Help us in that. Help us for greed. Greed, greed. Whether it be greed by food or greed, just greed. Forgive us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we're fasting, Father God. We're fasting. We ask you to open up our eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes wider. Hallelujah. Father, continue to lead us, hallelujah. Lead us through this fast as we sincerely put our flesh under your will. Not our will, but your will be done. Help us to gain a greater sensitivity of you, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A greater sensitivity to your spirit. While we fast, Father God, help us, Father God, to go in deeper. Hallelujah. To confirm what you need us to sacrifice so that we will see, hallelujah, what you want to show us in the spirit realm. Let this fast be so important to so many. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help to contain our appetites when our stomachs are growling, Lord. Help us. Help us to really do this. Trying times and some blessing times, Lord, but we know all things are possible with you. You're doing things exceedingly abundantly above all we can think of. Hallelujah. Help us to pray without ceasing, Father God, but to pray in the Spirit who knows all things. We want to see what you see, hear what you see, hear what you hear. That's even in that sensitivity, Father. Let us hear through our eyes and see through our ears. Let us be synchronized and syncopated to the choreographic move of you, Father God. In the sensitivity, we know we're our eyes, but let us hear through our eyes as well. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to stand in alignment with the man of God as he is going forward and he's sacrificing, glory be to God, for the word that he has for each and every one of our bellies, for the intercession that he's laid his life down for each and every one of us. Let us get in line for what God has for us. Hallelujah. You set the man of God in order, and we shall follow. Hallelujah. We thank you for him, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing through him. We ask you to continue to bless him from the crown of his head to the cells of his feet, Father God. We ask that you nourish him, nourish him, nourish him, nourish him. Hallelujah. Supernaturally. Supernaturally. Fill his cup till it over in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We ask for a special spirit of protection, a special angel. Hallelujah, that you assign to him to stand on each post. Hallelujah. Front, back, side to side. Top to bottom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, protect the man of God. Hallelujah, as he is under warfare in this time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, protect the man of God. Glory, hallelujah. Protect each and every one of us as we're going through times of warfare. Hallelujah. Temptations. Glory. We call on the angel of Michael to go and stand on guard at our homes, at our jobs, when we're in the grocery stores. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we're in our churches. Hallelujah. When we're just standing out in front of our yards. Glory be to God. Let no stray bullets come nigh thy dwelling. Let no anger come nigh. Blind the eyes of the enemy. Hallelujah. The neck off of the mischievous person. Anything that he tries to do, anything that he tries to take, anything that he tries to destroy of God's people, he will be destroyed. Throw him back into the pit. Go. Protect your people. Oh, glory be to God. Each and every one of us have so many prayers, hallelujah, that we have forward on the altar. Lord, I ask that you touch each and every need of each and every household, Father. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Touch, hallelujah, touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God supernaturally. Glory be to God. Take the oil on my hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and touch each and every one of their doorposts. Yes, front and back door. Garage doors. Every window. And cause, hallelujah, deceit and destruction to pass by their home. Glory be to God. Cause them to speak life and life more abundantly in their homes, Father God, to rise up things that have died. Bring back to life, because you said in your word that your word is powerful and it's firm. Your word is firm. We're standing on that firmness today, Father. Because you don't change. You're the same God today as on yesterday. On that day, oh, look what I say. On that day, yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Father, for your faithfulness. And you're looking for that from us. Anywhere where we are weak, you make us strong. You said, "In we faint in the day." What is that scripture, Lord? If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Speak, Holy Spirit. And so now we speak, hallelujah. We speak over every area over our lives where we have been small, where we have been weak, where we have let fear in, where we have let the word of what the doctor said or anybody else is negative, even though it has struck our bodies, even though it struck our home, anything that has happened that could cause our strength to be small, we ask that you move that mountain. Build us up in our most holy faith in you. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And even though the weapon be formed, it will not, it cannot, it shall not destroy the fruit of her ground. None of your fruit will fall from the vine before its time. Malachi 3:11. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, keep us. Keep us, Father, in fellowship with people, hallelujah, with people with like precious faith who understand, hallelujah, the reality of these dimensions that we sit under. Cause us to be in the presence, hallelujah, hallelujah, when we're not on this line. We know what we get on this line, but when we're in our personal places, cause us, Father God, to be around people, right people, right people, right timing, right people, right timing, hallelujah, that have a hunger so deep, hallelujah, for you, Father God. Ah, we come against witchcraft, even trying to interrupt that sacred time of sharing, of looking what God has done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, keep us in the right realm with the right people. Keep us in a safe place, Father God, in a line as we connect, hallelujah, because you're not filling us up with all this mightiness not to share. So put us in the right alignment in whatever state we live in, whatever country we live in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, hallelujah. Iron sharpens iron. Help us to understand what grieves you, Father. Help us, Father God. Hallelujah. What quenches your spirit? Can the muscle that I here as we're fasting? In that more for what thrills your heart, Father? What moves you, Father? Glory be to God. Help us to see what the Holy Spirit wants to show us in this fast. Help us to really be ready when we call out for invitations for you to come in. Help us to be really ready. Help us to see the manifestations of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, comfort your people. Comfort your people. Comfort your people. I come against the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. You've spoken, Lord, about fear, but I come against the spirit of fear. Perfect love casteth out all in the name of Jesus, Father God. Glory be to God. You said, hallelujah, that you would keep us in perfect peace, Father. But we come against that fear, Father God. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shama, your presence. You are Jehovah Shammah. Anytime fear rises up, hallelujah, we will call out your name to know that you are there. Nothing can tear us out of your arms. Hallelujah. Nothing can tear us out of your safety. You said for us to prophesy, hallelujah, decree and declare, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you brought us into a safe and wealthy place, Father, in these dangerous seasons, hallelujah, that we dwell in our prophetic Goshen right now in the name of Jesus, that we increase in substance, hallelujah, and we prosper in the land to where we abide. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, all laws and statutes and codifications that are changed, let them be changed in our favor. Hallelujah, so that we prosper, that we prosper, that we will be the lender, hallelujah, not the borrowers. Let us prosper in this season, Father God. Let us go for the promotions, Father God, and not fear to look back. Hallelujah, let us step out there, God, and know that when we make the step, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you're right there holding our feet. Let us move forward in the things of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you today. We decree and declare that our set time of favor will not be frustrated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our counselor. You are our advocate, Father. Thank you so much, Jesus. Glory be to God. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that the wicked no longer, hallelujah, no longer can tear down. The wicked has to pay us back. Go before us, Father, and make the crooked places straight. We decree and declare that the crooked places are being made straight. Hallelujah. In anything, we prohibit anything. We prohibit anything that is trying to be formed in a satanic womb, an incubator be destroyed, cause an abortion to it. Don't even let in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Dismantle it, Father. In the name of Jesus, dismantle. We rebuke and dismantle now all satanic alliances. Gloria a la basota. Arrest them by your spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, don't let them have no rule or reign over what you've blessed us with, what you've promised us with, the words you've spoken through the man of God, the prophetic word you've spoken, whatever's holding it up. We decree and declare, stop, veto any move that's trying to stop what you promised us. We release divine viruses to invade to God. We stand firm today, Father, for your word. You spoke it to me. Your word stands firm. You're not a God that you lie. You're the same God today as on yesterday. But confirm your words in the midst, Father God. Confirm your words, your servant's words. Prophetess Tracy's words. Prophet Matthew's words. Prophetess Tina's words. Confirm your words. Hallelujah. Confirm your words, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Prophetess Gaines, confirm your words. Apostle Simmons, confirm the words. Evangelist Marshall, confirm the words. Your leaders. Confirm the words, Mother Sidney. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Confirm your words of your servant, Evangelist Mary Keith. Confirm my words, Father God, that I speak out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are our rock and our fortress, and you save us. Hallelujah. We feel secure in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Confirm your words. Glory be to God. In these things, Father God, in these things, we lift up our hands to you. In these things, Father, decree and declare that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are expanding our territory, holding our hand, and keeping us from hurt or harm. You're keeping us from even hurting ourselves. defending our territories on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that the angels of the Lord is camping around us, Father God, that the name of the Jesus, the name of our Jesus, the Jesus, the only Jesus, strong tower, that we dwell in safety. Cover our heads, Father God. Hallelujah, for the day of battle. Cover us with your shadow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the shadow of your hand, because it's a mighty hand. Oh, God, you spoke it. Cover us with your feathers today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be our defense. Oh, and our refuge. Glory be to God. We will dwell in safety. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you continue to let us know that we are a magnet for blessings and we're preparing for the blessings. We're doing the things that you would have us to do so that these blessings stream straight through our river. Plentiful in a dry land. In the name of Jesus. And the stream heat that's here, that's come through Texas, glory be to God, that's come through nations, the extreme heat, Father God, we ask that you be our cool water in the name of Jesus. We call on a fresh supply of your spirit, a fresh supply of your anointing in the name of Jesus to carry us through. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Have your way today. Have your way today. We're standing on your word today, Father God. Hallelujah. We're calling on the safety of you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you. Enemy by your power. Rule over our enemies, Father. Keep us. Keep us. Keep us. Keep those overseas who are in such perilous times. Keep those, Father God, who are experiencing tornadoes and hurricanes and all manner of upset in the earth realm. Everything you made is beautiful, yet you're not pleased with man. So, Lord, be pleased with our service as we fast and pray and bow our heads to you and believe and receive that we are in your arms and going forward and our boots are on the ground and we will not look back. We will plow. We will prosper in this season. Father God, let your power be released from your hand into our hands. You can trust us, Father. You can trust us to do the right thing. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we stand on your word. We stand on your prophetic. We stand on the proclamation. We stand on the prophetic. Today. Bless you, Prophetess Tracy. I'm released.
bless you. Amen. Father God, we thank you. And we praise you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for this new day that we've never seen before. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, we just lift you up on high on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah, because you are worthy and worthy to be praised, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just shout hallelujah on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because it is the highest praise, Father God, and you deserve our praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your presence in our lives, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you keep watch over us, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for how you just keep on keeping us, Father God, through it all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, through the hard times, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, through the struggles, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, through all the warfare and everything that's going on upon the earth realm, you continue to keep us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Nisi. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Shalom. Oh, God, you are El Shaddai. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, you are Elohim. Father God, glory, hallelujah, you are the great I am. Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're the beginning and the ending. Father God, the Alpha and the Omega, Father God, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, for being Abba, Father. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to us, your people. Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that despite, Father God, hallelujah, what we see, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In our lives, and oh God, despite what we see going on from state to state, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that you have all power in your mighty right hand, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and we just stand, oh God, hallelujah, in the posture of expectancy, expecting you to do, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those things that are impossible with man, Father God, because your word tells us that those things that are impossible with man are possible with you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you on today. And, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your forgiving grace and your forgiving power, Father God, and we come before you, oh, God, with hearts of repentance, Father God, asking you to forgive us of every sin omission, every sin and commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, every action and every deed, oh God, glory, hallelujah, even those thoughts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those thoughts, oh God, that enter our mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that are not like you, Father God, we thanking you, God, right now that you're removing them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as you're cleansing us of all unrighteousness, Father God, as you're soaking and saturating us in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory, Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for your forgiving grace, your forgiving power in our lives, Father God, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you know our hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you know all about us, Father God, you know our, oh God, hallelujah, you know our rising, oh God, and our sitting down, Father God, you know every move that we make, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. So, Father God, you know, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Those of us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that sincerely, Father God, hallelujah, are asking for forgiveness on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, cast every, oh, God, hallelujah, sin into that sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, put us in right standing with you right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Help us right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, to forgive others, Father God, of all the sins, oh God, that they have committed against us, all of the backlash, oh God, glory, hallelujah, all of the, oh God, backbiting, Father God, glory, hallelujah, backstabbing, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even vicious rumors that they have spread about you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to forgive them and walk in love towards them anyway, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because you said in your word, Father God, in Colossians 14, oh, God, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So help us, Father God, to walk in love. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, towards all people, Father God, all your people, Father God, all our citizens in Christ, no matter what, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you and I praise you Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for faith on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. As I stand and release it over this line, Father God, and over your people today, Father God, I stand on your word in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 that says we walk by faith and not sight. Father God, glory, hallelujah. So help us, Father God, hallelujah, to believe even when we don't see, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, but look through. Oh, God, hallelujah, our spiritual lenses. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and not our natural sight, Father God. Oh, God, to continue to believe you and stand in faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I stand on your word in Luke 1 and 37 and says, for nothing will be impossible. Nothing will be impossible with God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you can do all things but fail us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're sitting high, you're looking low, and you know everything that we're dealing with down here on this earthly realm, Father God. So we just thank you, God, for faith. We thank you, God, for you taking our faith to new levels in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to new dimensions, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. Oh, God, and Father God, I stand, oh, God, and release strength over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as I stand on your word at Isaiah 40, 29. Oh, God, which says he gives power to the faint, and him who has no might, he increases strength. So we thank you, God, for increased strength falling upon each and every one of us on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on this line, and, oh, God, your people everywhere, oh, God, all over the world. Oh, God, and we just give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah, for you strengthening us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just give you the praise, oh, God, for you are worthy. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I stand, oh, God, hallelujah, on your word in 1 Peter 3 and 8, and I release, Father God, unity. Oh, God, hallelujah. Within the body of believers today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, your word tells us, Father God, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, and a tender heart and a humble mind. Oh, God, so Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to be unified in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, unified in one another, Father God. Walk together. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, stand together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the enemy and his imps and his demons, they work together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to help us to work together, Father God. Because if we stand together, Father God, we get outpower. Oh, God, the enemy, Father God, and every one of his tricks and trap the poison plots and plans against us and our families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we can overthrow it if we just stand together, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, I stand right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on your word, oh, God, in John 14 and 16, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and release life over the people, Father God, today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Somebody want to give up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but I release life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, your word says, oh, God, and Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Oh, God, so we release life, Father God, glory, hallelujah, over your people, Father God, and those that are lost and don't know you, oh, God, let them find you in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. And, Father God, we cancel, even as life is being released over the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we cancel every bit of false doctrine, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, all those isms and schisms, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, out there, Father God, hallelujah, that's oh, God, that's not your truth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we release your truth over the line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your word in John 8 and 32 that says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Oh, God, so we thank you, God, that your truth is falling upon the people, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And it shall set them free, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you glory. We give you honor on today. Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for those prayers that have gone up thus far. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for available season on today, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for Prophetess Tina, right on today, Father God, and even as they blew the sound of the shofar, Father God, your sound, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it pierced the atmosphere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and destroyed everything, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that's not like you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and it's brought forth the victory unto us, your people, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in every matter, every situation, every happenstance, every circumstance of our life, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for the victory. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for hallelujah for each and every one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No matter what they're going through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We already know, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're able to turn it around. And we thank you for the shift, oh, God, in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you for the turnaround. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah for your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that goes out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, never returning back to you void according to your word in Isaiah 55 and 11. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we stand on that, Father God. That glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that if you said it, God, you're going to do it for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, that you already, hallelujah, oh, God, defeated the enemy, Father God, for us, your people, on this day. Father God, the challenges that some of us rose up with, Father God, we thank you, God, that's already been overturned in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just continue to bless you, God, hallelujah, because you're worthy. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Of all of our praise, Father God, hallelujah, on this day, Father God, hallelujah. And we binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that destruction that laid waste at noonday on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for heaven's angelic army that have already went ahead of us, Father God, that's already been sent out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to overturn the destruction on the roadways, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to overturn the destruction, oh God, glory, hallelujah, in the airways, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to overturn the destruction, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on the buses and the trains, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to overturn that destruction, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, over the motorcyclists and the bicycles, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to overturn that destruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with the enemy, oh, God, has sent at the pedestrians walking on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to overturn the destruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that's been sent, oh, God, hallelujah, at buildings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, businesses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Churches, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, to overturn that destruction, oh God, that's been sent out, oh God, glory, hallelujah, at camps, daycare camps, and oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, schools, and oh God, summer camps, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're protecting right now, Father God, each and every person, each and every one of our loved ones, Father God, our friends, oh, God, our siblings in Christ right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, are we binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, murdering spirits, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Spirits of rage on today, Father God. All manners of evil, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, for all you're doing for us, your people, in this hour, Father God. And, Father God, we send your word to the homeless today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thanking you, God, for bringing them from outdoors, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, and giving them a place to dwell in. Oh, God, a home they can call their own, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We send your word to the hungry on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thanking you, God, right now. Oh, God, that you're feeding the hungry, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that someone is paying, oh, God, hallelujah, for somebody's grocery bill right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for a neighbor, oh, God, taking over a covered dish right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for the pantries, oh, God, hallelujah, that are open, food pantries. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to your people right now. Oh, God, even in the regions where there was no food pantry, we thank you, God, that they're being planted right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you glory. We're giving you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. We pray for the lost, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That they will find you in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That they will come to know you and build a relationship, a right relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for, oh God, drawing back the backslide, Father God, driving them right back to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, cleansing them of all unrighteousness, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, and putting them right back on their post, Father God, in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for you touching, oh God, right now, those that are sick, oh God, giving them a touch in the body, Father God. Oh God, I release the healing balm of Gilead upon this line and over your people everywhere, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that the balm is touching each of us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And every bit of sickness, every bit of, oh, hallelujah, disorder, disaster in the body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, dysfunction in the body, Father God. Hallelujah, it's coming under the obedience of your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy and you are able, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, for your healing virtue flowing now. Oh God, we thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, for that spirit of infirmity rising up off of us, your people, Father God, and taking its rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you praise on today, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that we're walking in healing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Healing of the body, healing of the spirit, healing of the mind and soul today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able. And, Father God, we bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those mind-binding spirits, Father God, that will come against the minds of your people, Father God. We bind up fear and confusion on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind it up, oh, God, even the migraines, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. We're binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even the mental health disorders on today. We send that bipolar disorder back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We send paranoia and schizophrenia back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We send that split personality back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, those illusions and delusions of the mind, Father God. We hallucination and delusions of the mind, Father God. We send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that manic behavior has to take its rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mania has to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Post-traumatic stress syndrome has to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Anxiety has to rise up right now and take its rightful place in the fire. The hellfire right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we're just giving you praise and glory and honor. We binding up depression and oppression today, Father God. We pull your people out of the pit of depression and oppression on today, Father God. And we just want to thank you, God, and praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the whole man, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, is emerging right now, Father God. The true self, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. The mind of Christ Jesus is being transferred into the minds of us, your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you for peace today over your people, Father God, over this line, over your people all over the world, Father God, as we stand on your word. In Isaiah 26:3, it says you will keep those in perfect peace whose minds will stay on you, Father God, to fine-tune our minds to you, Father God. Station our minds on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Although things are going upside down and topsy-turvy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In this world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Things are out of control, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in any of our lives and just the different regions, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for your peace. Oh, God, that's being released, Father God, over your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Your peace, oh, God, that flows like a never-ending river, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for your peace, Father God, flowing over all 50 states and 7 continents today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I give you praise and glory and honor for your peace, even flowing in our governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, peace in the White House, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray for the peace, oh, God, even in Jerusalem, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you speak it to the mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of the president and the vice president, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and even as you speak to them, that they will hear you loud and audibly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, on how to run this world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even as they hear you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, Oh, God, I pray that they will listen and obey you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, every bit of, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, confusion and corruption in the governmental system. Oh, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that it be overturned right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Everything that's hidden, oh, God, that you, oh, God, that you bring it to the light, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for correction. Oh, God, in the governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray right now, oh, God, for a changing of the guards, Father God, in that governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even in heaven's governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in the kingdom's governmental system, a changing of the guards, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, raise up those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that will do your bidding, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that will not back down, not quit, and throw in the towel, Father God, glory, hallelujah. But those that will raise up a standard, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and do exactly what you call them to do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, and I praise you, God. I glorify you on today, Father God, for you are worthy. Oh, God, you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for us, your people, for that governmental system, you're able to move in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, root out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and tear down everything that's not like you. Oh, God, I thank you. And, Father God, I pray, oh, God, even over that judicial system. Oh, God, that you overthrow that unjust judge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All of these bogus charges, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Cast them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. For dismissals, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your people, Father God, in the court system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're even opening up prison bars right now, Father God, and releasing, oh, God, the people's loved ones, Father God, glory, hallelujah, early releases right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I give you glory. I give you praise, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the upcoming case, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah. Cases of people that got to stand before, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the court system, Father God. I pray right now that you give them victory, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, victory. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The victory belongs to your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, hallelujah, to do it for us, your people, Father God, hallelujah. And I thank you that it's already done, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, against every principality, every high and haughty thing will exalt itself against your knowledge and your power. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every trick and every trap and every point, every plot and every plan of the enemy against your people, Father God, every opposing force, we send back, we drive it back right now into the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Every scam and scandal, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we drive it back right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every snare, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every bit of sabotage against your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for covering us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for, oh, God, the witches and the warlocks, Father God, and the wizards, Father God, glory, hallelujah, their work has been canceled, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, their work against your people have been cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and I thank you for your word that says suffer not the witch to live, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you for your word that says the gates of hell should not prevail against your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, for you opening up the blind eyes today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your scale falling off blind eyes today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're causing us to see, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, to see the enemy coming from a mile away, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, we break right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, strongholds today, Father God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break and destroy every single chain and shackle. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, shackles off the mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Shackles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Off the thoughts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the hearts of your people today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. in honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that every incantation is broke right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Every curse is broke right now and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Every spell is being broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're awakening Zion on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No more sleeping. Oh, God, in Zion, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're stirring up the gifts in the body today, Father God, of Christ. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The body of believers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every man, oh, God, and every woman, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every child, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Putting their hands to the plow right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And working together in your vineyard, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just giving you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that the weapons, oh, God, hallelujah, that the enemy, oh, God, is forced against us, Father God, is being cast down, oh, God, into the fiery sea, because you said in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises from judgment against us shall be condemned. And we know that it already is condemned. We know, oh, God, that everything, oh, God, hallelujah, that we believe in and hope in you, for you to do in standing on faith is already done. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. It's already done. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Those matters, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That, oh, God, someone is worrying about, Father God, on today, Father God. Oh, God, we know that it's already done, Father God. Stress, oh, God, is coming up off your people and being cast into the dry place right now. Oh, God, because it's already done. Oh, God, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Hallelujah for your loving kindness and tender mercy in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor that have already gone out ahead of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even in our business dealings, your favor has already ran ahead of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All we have to do is align, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, our faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with your promises, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we just thank you while we're yet speaking. You've already answered, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You already moved on that thing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even before the thought, oh, God, formulated in our minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just bless and praise you, and we love you. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you today, Lord, standing on the word of God, which you have decreed and declared in your word, God, from the beginning of time. You created the heavens and you created the earth, God. We're standing on the supernatural wind of breakthrough for the people. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, God, and Jeremiah, every garment for Jesus that you have released, God, into the earth realm comes with a confused noise, the garment rolled in blood, but this will be burning fuel of fire. You said in your word in Isaiah 55:11, your word goeth forth out of your mouth, and it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which is please and prosper in the thing thereto you have sent. You said in your word, God, that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mightier through you, God, to the pulling down of all strongholds, Lord, and the casting down of every vain imagination, God, and every illusion and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And God, that we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will. And Lord, having the readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, we're standing today, Lord, on a supernatural move in the land in the name of Jesus. And we're binding up the stronghold and the assignment of demonic oppression, God, that have been sent down to confuse the people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're binding up the spirit of the whispers and the chanters and God could bind up the Chaldeans and sorcerer spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the strong man of rebellion. You said in your word, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And God, we're standing on the word today, God, that, Lord, you will deliver us, Lord Jesus, from our own mindset and our thoughts and our will, that the enemy have came in and called to you, God, when it was a deity in that atmosphere that controlled the mind of your people. Father, we're thanking you right now for touching your heart of your people, God, and bringing them out, Lord Jesus, of the destruction of the hand of the enemy. God, continue to give the people the strength to operate in the lips of clay, God, and walk in the strength of the ox, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, in Psalms 119 and 133, you said, order our steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us. God, we ask right now that let nothing, no demonic activity and iniquity have dominion over us. David said in Psalms 139 and 24, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, God, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and then lead us unto life everlasting. Father, we ask right now that you will supernaturally, God, giving us an examination of ourselves, God, and of our heart and our mind towards each other in the kingdom of God, even now in the name of Jesus, God, and that we don't operate out of the spirit of anger and rage and disappointment and frustration, God, and bitterness and rejection, Lord, but we operate under the spirit of love, kindness, meek, temperament, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, turn the heart of your people, and you said in your word in Proverbs 21 and 1 that the king heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the river turneth, you turn it whichever way you desire, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn our heart around, God, because you said in your word in Jeremiah, the heart is above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, God, in the name of Jesus? God, you know the heart of the men and women of God. You know our heart and how we operate through the heart, in the name of Jesus. God, search us, God. Search the depths, the deep things of us, in the name of Jesus, that we be of the faith, God, to operate in the faith, God. Let not our gifts be manipulated, God, that our character can't take us to where we need to be, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power. We're binding up every spirit of whispers and chanting. We come against those spirits, God, that are keeping time, God, in the name of Jesus. We're binding up words that have been sent out to assassinate the character of the men and women of God based upon things that they saw in their mind and they feel in their heart. We come against the strong man of illusion and delusion and hallucination. We bind up that ancient spirit, God, that Babylonian spirit that operates through demon spirits, that operate through the spirit of Nimrod out of the bloodline of Noah. In the name of Jesus, God, we overrule every diabolical intent, God, in the name of Jesus. We cast the devil out of the mind, God, and we rebuke the strong man that sits at the seat of the emotion of the mind, of the cerebellum, cerebium, and the cerebium cortex, God. Move by your power, God. Give us a change of heart in the name of Jesus, God. We speak to the spirit of anger and rage, God, that people are operating in, God. Deep anger and rage and road rage, God. Behavior disorder, chemical imbalances, in the name of Jesus. God, move over the mind even now, in the name of Jesus. God, turn our hearts even to you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. You're moving over men and women of God right now in this season, God, that we will operate in the spirit of wisdom and understanding and might and the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your word, God, and the power of your word that brings us into deliverance, healing, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in the book of Isaiah 40 and 28, you said, how thou not known the question, how thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, you are the creator of the end of the earth. You fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of your understanding. God, you said you give power to the faint. To them that have no might, you increase the strength. Even the youth shall faint and the end be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But God, you said, they that wait upon you, God, wait upon the Lord. You shall renew our strength, God. You said, we will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us the power to stand tall and stand strong, God. No matter where the wind may blow, no matter where the precipitation may come, God, move by your power over your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your strength fall upon them like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your word, because you said in your word in 2 Corinthians 4, God, you said, if our gospel be his, it is his to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them that believe it not, least the light of the glorious gospel shall be the image of you, God, and you shall shine upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, move by your power, God. Get breakthroughs right now in the name of Jesus. Go inside, God, in the intensity of the heart, God, where people continue to harbor issues in their mind, harbor issues in their bloodline, in the name of Jesus. Go inside, God, and uproot every demonic attack of the hand of the enemy that operate in the soulless realm, God. We're carrying demonic spirits in the soulless realm, God, under unforgiveness, bitterness, generational issues, neighborhood, community, environmental issues, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're carrying demonic spirits of bloodline and past marriages, relationships, connection, God. We're carrying seeds of demonic spirit based upon people who we connected to in the generational line, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now in your courtroom, God, you will overrule every diabolical spirit and demonic force of Nephilim that stand before the council of your will, making accusation against the people of God in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Move by your authority, God. Because you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, you said, 13, if you shut up the heaven that there be no rain, if you command the locusts to devour the land, but you said, if thy people, God, you said, if your people, Lord, which you call by your name, God, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. God, we're asking right now, God, if there's anything in the lives of the men of God that they're harboring, God, in their lives, God, that they need to release, God, you deliver them now in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare the spirit of repentance to fall on the men and women of God that holding issues against brothers, siblings, loved ones, children, in the name of Jesus, relatives, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, in the name of Jesus, God, or cousins, God, great-grandfather, siblings, God, in the name of Jesus, on the mother's side and the father's side, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask right now that you will move over their heart right now. Deal with them quickly, God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't know the time or the day for which you will return, God, and we want to be ready for you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that we're judging ourselves, God, that you said, judge not that thy be judged, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the power of your word, the power of your glory of your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that prayer will fall on the heart and the mind of your people. God, as David did in Psalm 55 and 17, he said, at noon, at morning, and at evening will he pray. As Daniel did, God, when he prayed three times a day, and he looked to the east in Jerusalem and prayed, God, even when they heard him praying, he did not deviate from the power of prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give us a heart to pray, God, to seek your face even the more in the name of Jesus. God, give us a heart to seek you, God, to pray in the area of prayer, God, and not pray to manipulate you, God, and pray, Lord Jesus, out of bitterness, and pray, God, out of any other level, God, but pray in the presence of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for touching your people, God. As the woman said in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, you said men ought to always to pray and to not faint, God. We decree and declare the prayers of the widow woman that prayed in that city, God, when the magistrate didn't come into agreement with her inheritance, but her prayer troubled us, God. Let our prayer trouble the hand of the enemy, God. Let our prayer trouble the hand of those around us that are not doing your will, God. Let our prayer trouble the demonic principalities and power and strongholds and demonic wickedness in high places. Let our prayer interfere, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it move, God, and change the heart of the people, God, in the name of Jesus. Let our prayer, God, you exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, God. God, you move over all seven continents, God. You move by your power, God, over those governmental powers and governmental authority, God. Move over dictators and leaderships and colonial leaders, God. Move over prime ministers, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power over those presidents, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch their heart, God. Touch the heart of our Congress and our congressmen, God. All 435 congressional offices, God. Even the ones that are up for election, God. You minister to their heart in the name of Jesus, God. You move over all 100 senators, God. Move over their heart, God. Move in their district, God. Move in their committee, God, in the name of Jesus. In subcommittees, in the name of Jesus. Move in situations, God, that they're encountering, God, that compromise based upon decisions that they made to get votes and finances and money, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, move over the president, God. Move over his mind, his thought, his will, his heart, God. Give him a change of heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over the vice president, God. Move over the cabinet, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move over the committees, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over each and every one of those secretaries, God, that operate in a particular department, God, whether it's education, whether it's the Department of Defense, God, Housing and Urban Development, Department of Interior, the Department of Labor, the Department, God, move over them, God, in the name of Jesus. Homeland Security, Department of Defense, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power fall fresh on them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move over the Department of the Red Cross, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall fresh on them, God. Let your glory fall fresh on them, God. In the name of Jesus, turn the heart to them, God. Turn their heart to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move over the Supreme Court, God. All 9 justices, God, move by your power over them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they operate in the laws and the regulation of your word, God, in the name of Jesus, that your power permeate over them, God, in their night, God, in the night realm, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are our strength, God, you are our power, God, prayer is the answer, God, and so we decree and declare your prayer, God, because you said in Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before we pray, you have already heard. While we're yet waiting, you have already responded, God. You already said in your word, God, in Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel prayed 20 in one day, and he was in delay because of the prince of Persia. God, we bind up every principality and every demonic activity that's holding up the strong, that's holding up blessings and miracles, and holding up the supernatural presence of your word, holding up our opportunity and advancement, holding up our promotion, God, holding up marriages and for family, God, holding up people, God, based upon those principalities and operating those spiritual dimensions, holding up things, God, from the people of God based upon their being impatient and not waiting on you, God. You said that they that wait on the Lord, God, you will mount up with wings of eagle, God, and we're spending on the word of God even now in the name of Jesus. God, touch that wayward man. Touch that wayward woman, God. Touch that man that's been waiting patiently and that woman that's been waiting patiently seeking you and standing on the word of God, speaking from the prayers and the words that they pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Even prophecies that have been launched, God, and released into their lives, God, we ask that you move over them, God. Give them the understanding that they are the prophecy, God. As you said in your word in Revelation chapter number 19 and verse 10, you said Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy, God. We thank you right now for moving by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. You said in your word in Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, you will answer us, and then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, we come against demonic damsel, God. We come against divination, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of clairvoyant, God. People that are tapping into spiritual dimension and demonic spirit, God, and calling them up, God. We're biting up that spirit, God, of the spirit of the hand of the enemy, God. We come against Michael Madsen and astral projection, God. We're biting up that spirit of the indoor, God, consulting the dead, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, God. Move by your authority, God. God, bring our thoughts into the obedience of your will, God, that we stand on the word of God, God, as you said in your word in Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end, God. We're standing on the expectation of the end, God, and then you said we should come before you and pray and seek you with all of our heart, and you will be found of us, God. We thank you for the sound of being found of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you
you're seeking us out, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to stay consistent, God. Cover our mind and our bodies and our spirit, God. That we stay in that place of prayer, God. That we stay in that place of prayer, God. In our house, in our home, in our loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We call forth the angelic reinforcement, God. To reinforce our prayer, God. Reinforce our life, God. To walk in you in righteousness and holiness. And walk in the supernatural things of you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. That we don't operate in covetousness, God. We don't operate in any other spirit outside the spirit of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be released, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak against every demonic spirit that operates through addiction, God, whether it's psychotropic medication, God, chemical imbalances, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. We're buying up drugs and alcoholism. We come against the straw man of crack cocaine, God. We come against right now marijuana, God. We're binding up that spirit, God, that operates through nicotine spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against those pill popping spirits, God. In the name of Jesus, that operate through that spiritual dimension, God. We're binding up the hands of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we're binding up the spirit of confusion that will cause confusion. That's the things that we think in our mind, God. In the name of Jesus, we cut it at the root, God. We uproot it. Every diabolical intent, God, at the hand of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're binding up the spirit of perversion, God. Every perverse spirit, God, that operates through the spirit realm, that got people thinking in those spiritual dimensions, God, of the perversion, God. We come against the homosexual spirit, God. We come against lesbianism, God. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up drag queen spirit, God, gender demonic spirit, God, that operates through the spirit of genderism and rebellion spirit, God. We come against it and pull down the fornication, God. And we come against adultery, God. We're binding up the strong man, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the strong man of bestiality, God. In the name of Jesus, we're pulling down perverted assignments at the hand of the enemy in the mind of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we uproot it and throw it out, God, and cast it out into the dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we do and decree and declare the spirit of surrender, God. We stay in that place of surrender under you, subject, under your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your hand, God, cover your people, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your glory fall fresh on them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall over them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them. Let them move in new tongue and new operation, God. Not doing things the old way, God, but doing in the newness of your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, send a fresh anointing, God. As you said in Isaiah 10 and 27, let it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off our shoulders and the burden from around our neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we overrule it now. And we decree and declare your power, God, to overtake, God, your power to be released, God. That we walk in the power to walk right, power to live right, power to breathe right. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that God, whatever's in us that is not of your will, God, God, release it from us, God. Because you said in your word in Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. God, it's settled in heaven, God. In the name of Jesus, it's a settled word, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare your word from verse 105, that the word of God is a light unto our feet. It's a lamp unto our pathway, God. In the name of Jesus, let the pathway, God, be sharpened by your word. Let the pathway be sharpened by ears. Let the pathway be sharpened by our view, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that we live and breathe in your presence, in your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, sit him back up. We overrule every diabolical intent. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy around, God. Those that are dealing with battle fatigue, God, you move over them, God. Give them that strength that they need, God. Those that are consistently praying, God, God, you continue to strengthen them, God. Give them that strength that they need to continue to stay in that place of you even the more, God. Those that have that spirit, hold back, God. God, move over them, God. Move over that ability. Move over that mind, God. In the name of Jesus, God, those that operate in the drawback spirit, being intimidated by other leaders, other men, other people, God, because of self-esteem and how they feel, God, and won't come to the forefront. God, move over them. Send a spiritual rocket into their life, God, that they come into the place of confidence in you and through you, God, in the name of Jesus. And they walk in, they don't walk in fear and intimidation of other people's gifts and other people's responsibility. But God, you move by your power over them, in them, in the name of Jesus. God, that we don't operate in the spirit of competition in our ministry gift, God, in the fivefold ministry gift, God, in our gift, God. We operate in the level of the dimensions of you, God, and we work in unison with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. As you said in Psalm 133, God, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, God. It is moved by the beard, the oil that ran down into every beard, out into the skirt, God. God, we decree and declare that we walk in unanimity in this season, God, as we prepare for the conference, God, June 24th through the 26th, God. We ask that you move over the people that are coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. God, provide them with the needs that they have, the access that they have. In the name of Jesus, we know that we go through this every year, God, against demonic spirit and principalities and chances and whispers, and we bind up the spirit of the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord, God, rebuke you. We bind up that trap that come against those leaders, God, come against their finances, come against their ministry, come against their home, God, and people that are speaking, looking at the calendar, looking at the event, looking at the pictures of leaders, God, in the name of Jesus, and wanting to be in that place, God, but because of the spirit that's on them, God, they're speaking against it, God, we overrule them and send the love of God over them even the more, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now that we walk in consistency and walk in love and walk in the glory and the power of your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, move by your power. Give them that strength, God. Give them the understanding, God, that we're in this thing together, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make a way for them out of nowhere, God. Give them the strength that they need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast that demonic spirit out of the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And let your glory fall fresh on them. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, in the name of Jesus. God, let your glory fall fresh on them, in the name of Jesus. We're binding up that trap, God, the trap, the words that have been trapped in the mighty spiritual realm, in the name of Jesus, against leaders, against men, and women of God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind it up. The spirit of confusion, God, that operating in the spiritual realm, causing confusion through the ear gate, the eye gate, the sensory peripheral, God, move by your power over them. God, give them breakthrough and deliverance right now, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we bind up the spirit of jealousy. You said jealousy is as cruel as the grave, God. We come against anger, wrath, malice, in the name of Jesus. God, move over those people. Move over them, God. Bring them up out of it, God. In the name of Jesus. Let them search, God. Search their heart. Search their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it for your glory. God, do it for your glory. God, we're doing ministry with passion and love, God. Not for opportunity, advancement, or money, God. In the name of Jesus. Give them the heart of you, God. Give them the heart of you, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let them see you and understand you and know who they are in the kingdom of God. God, we thank you right now for the power and the glory of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we're standing on infirmity, in sickness, in the body, in the mind, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the body. God, move over that body. Move over that mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over that mental fatigue, that battle in the mind, God, the warfare in the mind, God, the issue in the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. The things they're holding on in their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit of the lunatic, that lunar spirit that operates through the moon realm. God, bind up that lunatic spirit, in the name of Jesus. We come against bipolarism, schizophrenia, God. We bind it up right now, in the name of Jesus. Shut that mind, God. We command the enemy to loose that mind, out of that chemical imbalances, God, going up and down, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over that mind, God. Move over the rhythm of the mind and the cerebellum. Move over the cerebrum, God. Move over it right now. Touch them right now. Bring that body under subjection to your word and your will. In the name of Jesus, we lift it up, male organs, and female organs, God. Cover them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, show yourself mightily right now. Show yourself mightily in them and through them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your healing oil fall fresh on them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory fall fresh on them right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, do it for your glory, God. Those that have out of control issues in their body, God, in the name of Jesus, God, give them the spirit of self-control, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up that attention-seeking spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, seeking out attention. And when they don't get attention, God, they attack in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, God, we drive it out now. We drive in those territorial demons out of the mind, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for doing it for your glory, for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift it up, God, those ministry gifted men and women of God, intercessors and prayer warriors, God. In in the name of Jesus, that are operating under the power of your jurisdictional sound, God, that you've given them to operate in the earth realm, God, and they're being attacked in their family, they're being attacked in their loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, and the loved ones don't even know why they're attacking the man of God and the woman of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it for your glory, God. We're binding up the hand. We're binding up the spirit of separation. We come against the spirit of divorce, God, that will cause people to divorce under the spirit of you, God, and the enemy will use the mind. Bind up targets, spirit, that operate in this dispensation of the children that were born during this season and this hour. Target them, God, through this medication system. Target them through new formulas that you made to come out. We bind up the spirit of the target system in the name of Jesus. We overrule the target spirit in the medical profession, in pharmaceutical industry, and business industry. We bind up those targets that have been launched, God, into the earth realm, God. We bind up targeting from banking and banking system, God, world banking system, for community and nation, economic development dollars and banking system. In the name of Jesus, God, you're revealing yourself. You're revealing your power in the name of Jesus. You've shown yourself mightily in the middle of a warfare. In the name of Jesus, you're giving the strength and power to oversee and supersede the demonic spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for being a revealer of the secret hearts of the man. Secret hearts of men, God. In the name of Jesus, you're revealing their heart, God. You're revealing their move, God. You're revealing their plan, God. Go to my doctor to behold. Find the east of a high. God, we thank you right now for the movement of the water. The waters are troubled, God. We speak to the marine realm, the minor principalities and power that operate from the sea realm. We bind it up, the separation of waters and waters. In the name of Jesus, we're pulling it down right now. God, we bind it up, that trap that's been set, God. In the name of Jesus, we overruling, God, the plans and the schemes for the next month and the next weeks and months and years, God. We bind it up, we cutting it in, we uprooting it now. We going into the demonic database of the system, God. In the name of Jesus, we overruling elected officials and political people that are being put in position for years down the road, God. In the name of Jesus, we uprooting, we cutting up bloodlines and pores of bloodlines that operate through those spiritual dimensions, God. In the name of Jesus, we're sending the spirit of that living God inside those areas, God, is cutting down those bloodlines. In the name of Jesus, we're buying up demonic pedigrees, God, and we're overruling the tips of them now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we drive it out. We drive off the dragon, God. We drive off the snake, God. We drive it out now in the name of Jesus. We're overruling those presence and those powers in the name of Jesus. We're taking it out. We're driving it out now. We're casting it out now in the name of Jesus. All the sickness and infirmities, new medications that are coming out, God, in the name of Jesus, that the people will take, God, and it caused their body to move into chemical imbalances. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak to the seeds of our children and our children's children and their children's children. God, we speak to the generational bloodline, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Move by your authority, God. Show yourself mightily, God. Show yourself strong, God. We're standing on the word of God that you will break us through, God. In the name of Jesus, God, show yourself mightily, God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed. Let your power be revealed. In the name of Jesus, bring them out, God. Bring that wayward man out. Bring that wayward woman out. Bring that child out, God. Because David said in Psalm 37:25, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Neither have I seen begging bread, God. In the name of Jesus, God, know that I see suffering this season. Know that our marriage is suffering. Our family suffers. Our church suffers. God, we've been through it, God. Make a way of an escape for the men and women of God that are entrapped in their mind, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Move by your authority, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. Thank you right now. God of my feet, God said the whole. God, move over them right now. In my feet to be the whole. God, show yourself. I said that behind them. God, show yourself mightily in those areas. In the mighty name of Jesus, those things that have been trapped in the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, God, those that have been intimidated, God, spirit of intimidation, God, that have been set down through those spiritual dimensions and the forces of the hand of the enemy. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now, for your glory and your power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, demonic disputes, God, move over, Satan, Shiri Biandosa, shield your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are immature, God, not fully developed in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not be deceived or manipulated by the stronghold and the power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now, for your glory. Let you arise, God, and all of our enemies be scattered even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over our transportation, God, that attacking our vehicles and our transportation, in the name of Jesus. God, show yourself mightily over it, in it, and through those, God, that are dealing with transportational issues and problems in the earth realm, housing problem, in the earth realm, job problem, in the earth realm. God, you move over them. God, banking issue, God, in the earth realm, living arrangement, God, in the earth realm, their credit, God, move over them. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily. In them, God, show yourself mightily for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it today. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing right now for your people. Even the more, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this day, God, and the power that you're moving, God, over your people even the more, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that you're changing the heart and bringing them back into the order of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The plotting scheme that have been launched against your people, God, we know it's been overruled today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your hand. Thank you right now for doing it for them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for touching them even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, and bringing them through the season, God, of the attack on their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for the moving of your presence and your power over them. Even the more. Father, we thank you for a realignment. We thank you for the assignment in the realignment. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor for what you're doing in us and through us. Even the more in the name of Jesus. God, you're bringing people out of the traps, God, that have been set against them. Even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the kingdom leaders that will be flowing and operating in their ministry gift throughout the conference, God. Those that are coming, God, and those that will watch, God, you will touch them and you will strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those that desire to come at the last minute, God, you supernaturally, God, open up divine intervention. God, I speak for divine intervention even now for those, God, that your divine intervention be open unto them. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, your divine power and your presence be open for them and their children right now. God, over the etherways and the highway, God, in the name of Jesus, and airways, God, I decree and declare divine intervention for those, God, that are standing on your word of God. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak on divine intervention for those that are dealing with attacks that came against their body, God, that they spoke out of their mouth. In the name of Jesus, I speak, God, divine intervention, God, that will be released even now, God, concerning, God, their health, God. In the name of Jesus, move over the prostrate, God. Move over the pancreatic, God. Move over the breast, the lungs, the liver, the brain, the bone, the ovarian, the renal. In the name of Jesus, move over them, God. Bring them out of the cancerous things, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, do it, God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar diabetes, lupus, God. Sarcoidosis, God. Move over them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch their glucose level. Move over right now. Move over the red cells and the white cells. Bring them into divine order of your will, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed through those vessels, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, God, if we call upon your name, you will answer us. You will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the healing. And you said in Matthew 6:33, we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, and that we take no thought for our tomorrow. But tomorrow will take off the things of themselves. God, we're standing on today, today's power, today's presence, today's glory. And Father, we're filling it with your word even now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for it right now. God, new diseases that are coming up, God. Coronavirus, God. COVID-19, God. New diseases that are coming into the earth realm that they already designed, God. Through the demonic spirit, God. A venomous, God. All the venomous spirits, venomous research, God, in the name of Jesus. Venomous spirit, God, through venom, God, in the name of Jesus. Through the viper, God, through black widows, God, in the name of Jesus. Through demonic spirit, God, of King Cobra, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule it, God, and we expose all the plans and schemes even now in the name of Jesus. From the Center for Disease Control, from the Housing and Urban Development, God, Health and Human Service, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, Food and Drug Administration, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily in them and through them, God. Reveal yourself, God, in them and through them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, over the Surgeon General of the United States of America, God, in the name of Jesus. Over the new nicotine cigarettes that are coming out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your hand. We thank you for your prayer. We thank you for answering the petition of your people. We thank you for standing on your word, praying and seeking you, God, in the name of Jesus, that none of our prayers will be hindered, because God will walk in a place in you, with you and through you, God, that our heart is right in the mighty name of Jesus, in the midst of all attacks that are coming from all directions over the lives of your people. God, you're keeping them now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for your glory. We're thanking you for your hand. And we thank you for your honor over them even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for the chapter of your word, God, over your people even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for answering the petition of your people even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. Let you arise, God, and our enemy be scattered even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it today, and we honor you today for your power and for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for answering the prayer. We thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, for what you're doing supernaturally. We thank you, God, for releasing it over your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, stand today, tall and strong, God, victorious in everything that we do in this hour of the word of God. Thank you, and we praise your holy name, and we celebrate you, God, for being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent in the mighty name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. It is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so. It is so. Thank you, God, for your hand. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for doing it in Jesus' name. Thank God. It is so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord unto that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And that's his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord today. We honor the Lord and give him praise, glory, and honor. Bless the name of the Lord. We bless him, God, today. We thank you, God, for what he's doing for his people today. And we thank God for you, you and you on today. On today, we honor the Lord for the saints of God on today. Where God's spirit is, he reigns. Where his presence is, he's reigning. And we thank God for his presence and his spirit over the saints of God on today. We thank God for what he's doing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the people of God on today. And we thank him, God, for what the Lord is doing in this hour for us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for the victory. Thank you for the victory, God. Thank you for total victory in this season. Hallelujah. And what he's doing for the people of God. Amen. In the lives of his people. Blessing the Lord on today. Thank you, God. We honor the Lord for all that he's doing for you, you and you on today. Continue to be strong in God. The word of God said, they that know their God will do great exploits. And we know that the Spirit of the Lord God is moving over many of us in this season. Give you the men and women of God that the time is this. And we honor the Lord for his mighty hand being upon those that trust him. Trust him. You have to trust the Lord. Can't think any other way. You have to totally trust God for the power for which he has given us. Thank you, intercessors, and that pray today, the warriors. Thank you for the shofar on today. We honor God for you. Those that are fasting with us, we bless the Lord for your ability to fast and be in the presence of God and sacrifice oneself in the season. Those who have little shortcomings, we ask the Lord to strengthen you along the way as well. That the power of his glory continue to be released on in your life and through your life in this season. There's many things that are happening, that are many things that we're seeing that is coming to pass. And it's all the agents of Satan and his plan to break the will of God's people concerning their destiny and their purpose. So we're lifting each and every one of you up today that the fresh anointing and the power of God will move over you in this season of your life. There are many things that God is doing right now that what the enemy is only trying to do in the prince of this earth realm is to try to make it appear that God's power is not being released. There's a strong illusion in the land. And the word of God talks about that in the word of God in Thessalonians. There's a strong spirit of delusion that is in operation. And the believers have to be stronger than that strong delusion that the enemy is using his arsenal against many of us. We have to stand tall, stand strong, and be bold in the things of God. We don't need no sign of friendly fire right now. We have to work and embellish the things of God right now because there's a lot of friendly fire being launched right now in the land. And for the purpose of old things that the enemy is using, there's no new trick that can be used, but we constantly think there are. the more you grow and develop in the power of God and the kingdom of God, the stronger his hand becomes in us and through us. The enemy is targeting each other. He's targeting each other. We're together. We're standing on the word of God. We're here, corporate, building and establishing the presence and the glory of God. We're standing with each other for his power and authority through him. We're standing with our brothers and our sisters. And God will continue to be on us even more and walk in those things of God that he has for our life, so that the enemy do not fool us from being who we are in God and in the things of God. His power is mighty. The mighty men and women of God all over. God is famous for the greatest of the things of him. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sends them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that all might be damned who believe in not truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. That's a powerful scripture. I'm going to read that. And I want everybody to mark that scripture today. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. I'm actually going to read it from 2 Thessalonians 2. I want everybody to take note of this. Take note of this thing. It's a very powerful scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. In verse number 1. Now, it says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto him, that ye be not seen shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by words, nor letters as for us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. See how powerful that is? That demonic spirit, and some people don't even know that that spirit is dealing with them. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. See, God has already revealed himself to you. And for those who have, he has not revealed himself to you, he will reveal himself to you. For the mystery, now listen to this. Now listen to this word. The mystery of iniquity does already work. Now you see how that? There's mysteries of iniquity that does already work. Only he who now letteth it will let it. See, you have to be very careful what you call God and use it as the word of God. See, because there's spirits
now in the land that saying all this immoral stuff is God's will. See, the enemy will give you mysteries too, but the mysteries will cause you your life, and it will bring it and want you to buy into it as believer. There's mysteries of iniquity. It means gross immorality, gross darkness. There's stuff people wear, and they call it a god, and it's from the devil. There are people that are wearing, dressing, acting, performing. It's of the devil. People allow the spirit to house their body, things they're doing to their body. And we think it's God. No, it's mysteries of iniquity. Powerful scripture. Everything that looks like God. They moving in God. We ain't never seen them before. This is about, yes, because satanic spirits have launched. See, because the church world is very powerful. It's powerful. And the enemy is sending those in the camp and in those places to deceive men and women of God, to deceive them. The enemy making people look like other people are against each other. They're not against each other. Coming in, deceiving each other. That's friendly fire. We're together in the kingdom of God. We're working for the kingdom of God. This is not your show, my show, his show, their show. People who stepping out and doing the will of God because others are walking with a drawback spirit, now we're dealing with insecurity. No, you were supposed to step out. You were supposed to obey God. And because you didn't obey God and step out, God has sent somebody to step out. Now, they think they're better. They think they know. No, you have to step out. You may be the one that's been rebellious. You may be the one that ain't listening to God. Now, will that people be step out and rebel? Yes. But you have to know what God is saying to you. You be on God. Amen. This is powerful. It's very powerful. Read verse 2. Let no man deceive you by means, for that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first. A falling away first. That man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called on God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholding, that he might be revealed in time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now let it, it will, until he be taken out of the way. Now you see that? That he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the what? Brightness of his coming. Even him whom coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Look at this. Working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of what? Unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they received not the love of the truth. See? That's why you got people allowing perversion, perverse stuff, demonic spirit to just happen. And they go along with it. Then when truth comes, it's an offense. When truth is told, because they're embedded, that spirit is so embedded in people. It's so entrenched in them. It's so they've been living and operating in it so long that it's embedded in their psyche. So when truth come and tell them, you know, you can't do that. That ain't the will of God. Oh, no, I've been doing this. This is God. No, you've been doing it under what? The mystery of iniquity. See, the enemy has fooled people and have them thinking and believing that that stuff is God. It is not. All of this stuff coming into churches now, people that are wearing and dressing and hair look, all this stuff. We have to examine ourselves in God. Because demonic spirits are real people, and these are ancient spirits. I was sharing with some of my colleagues the other day. You have to understand what we're dealing with. See, when you don't understand the Phoenician language and Semitic languages and understand where we at in the kingdom, it's easy to fool you and make it look like God and say it's norm. It's normal. It's normal. Everything is being done to make it look like normal, to make it look like it's comfortable, it's okay. It's not okay. That spirit, that force, you go up and down, in and out. Competition. Don't want to come under authority and subjection to nobody because of the spirit. Deception of words, deceiving people, manipulating. We have a lot of people that use words to throw off on other people. They throw it off. And let me use this word, but let me throw it off on the side. Not examining oneself. Read this. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God hath sent them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie. See how that is? You can bring them to the truth and bring the truth to their faith. They will not believe it. And tell them what the Lord, tell them the truth and show them that it's true. And they won't believe it. Why? Because God released them over to a strong delusion. But they'd rather believe a lie. So it's easy to deceive people. Because when sin is in the camp or in your life, it's easy to deceive. It's easy to manipulate from that place. There are people that got experiences in their lives. And based upon what somebody tell them about an experience that they've been through, they throw that person into that experience. And if it's a lie, they'll believe it. Why? Because that's the spirit of the enemy. We don't judge with righteous judgment. We judge from silly emotions and places. We have to be in the righteousness of God. There's a whole lot of people that God has set a strong delusion that they should believe a lie than the truth. Yeah, a lot of people, they believe in a lie right now than the truth. No matter what you tell, they believe in a lie. They can tell you, you've been somewhere and you ain't never been there. They say, I saw your car there. You can't tell me. I know the color of your car. I know. You ain't going to tell me you've been there. I saw you. I know your hair. I know you. And you be sitting there. And if you're not careful, you will start asking yourself a question. Was I there? You ever been there? You ever been in a place where somebody could create a spirit that spirit will almost engulf you? And make you feel like, you ever saw somebody take something of yours and tell you, and you saw them take it, but then turn around and tell you, no, you took it. I gave it to you. No, I didn't. And you'll almost believe it because of the spirit. That's a spirit. That's a demonic force. That's the intimidation. There's a lot of intimidating spirits sent out to intimidate you. God is blessing you and moving. Spirits intimidate you. Coveted spirit. These are strong spirits on people. Demonic forces. Some things don't change with people. As much as they say they change, some spirits don't change. It's the same because of the forces. There are certain spirits that are assigned to certain seasons. Every year that same spirit acts up in that same season. No matter what that person do, and they don't get it off. You remember Samson? Look at how many times that Delilah told him, set him up, and asked him for a secret. He gave it, and then she called the enemy right in his face. He was in strong delusion. And then finally, she manipulated him and said, please, my love is so great. Tell me your power. Tell me your strength. Now, how many times, if you look at the scripture, how many times God warned him? Look at how many times. Look at, you count it. I'll let you go back. Count it. Look at this bit. 1, 2, 3. Look at that. Look at how it came. So he didn't get it the third time. He just said, wait a minute. Look how many times people have came into your life and told you that same lie and messed you up. The same lie and came back again. The same lie. And you keep falling for the same lie until you turn into a strong delusion. Then they captivate you. Now you're captivated in their spiritual. You captivate in their spirit. Watch this. In the mysteries of their iniquity. Oh, Lord have mercy. You captivated in the mysteries of their iniquity. They went into the spiritual world and created a demonic mystery and made it iniquity, and you believe it. You know, some people deal with that paranoia spirit. They're paranoid. People looking at them, oh, they're scared. Feel like somebody, it's the paranoia. That spirit. And for this call, God sent strong delusion that they should what? Believe a lie that they might be damned who believe it not true, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Clear. Get to the enemy. The enemy has messed with people's minds. You ever see people who you knew they were doing right, and all of a sudden they gone wrong, they're going astray? You're like, man, what happened there? How did that? What happened to you? How did that happen? Man, what happened to you? How did you let that happen? Because the enemy overtook it. Strange delusion. Strong delusion. And if you walk around, you can see it. If you watch, if you go to social media and see some of the platforms that people are teaching on and ministering, you can see the strong delusion over there. Let me draw them in. Let me pull them in. Then you leave, then you feel it some type of way in your house, in your family. You wonder, man, why do I feel like this today? Hours later, you were, why? Because there's a spiritual difference. Let me share something with you that God was dealing with me during this time of seeking God. There, listen to this, people. Frequency. Listen to frequency. Frequency have a high, low, and medium. High, medium, and low frequency. Now, when you open that frequency up to the mind, there is introduced a sound, then a rhythm. And from the sound and the rhythm, a realm opens up. Then a dimension opens. If that dimension hits you and you're done, you're carrying a dimension, you carry a frequency, high, low, or medium, because you got to digest it. Then you move into what? A sound. Then from the sound, it moves into a realm, because demonic spirit operate in realms. and then a dimension. Then it opens you up to a width, height, depth. It opens you up. And whatever you house in you, when you leave and move around and go, you're thinking about it, and you're housing that spirit. And whatever that spirit attaches to another spirit in that realm, chaos comes. And you wonder why you're dealing with chaos. You wonder why confusion is. You wonder why you're bringing that into the house. You wonder why they're acting the way you're acting. Why you're watching what you're watching. Why you're listening to what you're listening to. Why you're receiving what you're receiving. And you don't even know the mysteries of iniquity. And that spirit oftentimes will open what's already in you that you really haven't been delivered from. Let me take you to that place. Because sometimes you haven't really been delivered of. Your gift overshadowed it. But at any moment, that spirit will rise up again. And you wonder, why I feel like this? Where am I going? Because you open that spiritual dimension up, right? Frequency, medium or low. And before you know it, you have compromised and made choices and decisions that are not even authorized and illegal. And you gave way to the enemy. That's even happening. But I'll say this. How many times have we invested in a house, flipping houses, and we lost? How many times we invested in 401ks and stuff, and we lost it? How many times we invested in stocks and bonds, and we lost it? The greatest investment that ever will be is in the kingdom, and they never invest in the kingdom. Your greatest investment in anybody is in the kingdom of God. You never lose anything in the kingdom of God. That's the greatest investment. And people won't invest in the greatness. That's the greatest option. The kingdom of God is the greatest investment. I have never saw throughout the Bible anybody that invested in the kingdom lost anything. Lost flipping houses. Lost buying cars. Lost in 401k stock. Lost in Wall Street. And never in the kingdom. No one can show me that they ever lost in the kingdom. These principles don't exist. The power of the seed is the greatest investment in the kingdom of God. You will never lose an investment in the kingdom. Means that. Never. And people don't even understand that. They lose it in clothes, shopping, buying, never in the kingdom. That's the greatest investment you can ever invest in the kingdom of God. But look how the enemy fools you. Deceives you. The power. Take the scripture. Come here. Read it. Even when you look at it for yourself, say, Lord, listen to that. That was a powerful verse because of what happened. How many people in the body of Christ right now? Now think about this. You can take this as something, a food of thought. How many people in the body of Christ right now, in the body of Christ, this very moment, operating in fear? In your sight. It's fearful. They're very scared. And the word of God said, God does not give us a spirit, it is, of fear, but what? Power and love and of a sound mind. That's a dimension right there. There's a presence you can walk in, breathe in, and live in, and there ain't nothing the demons can do. They tremble at you. They tremble at you. They fear you at that dimension. Enoch, who was translated, transcended, Transcending oneself means moving into a dimension where the fallen angels came to him and asked him, go to God on our behalf to give us back our faith. You have power in you above anything you ever believed. Because we connect ourselves with certain dimensions in spiritual realms, because we move by the charisma, the gift, the beauty, the splendor, the light, and the momentum, we get fooled by it and drawn into it. And then when you're anointed in God and carry certain specific dimensions, people are moved by that. And you and we as believers have to be very careful of how they speak or say things, because there's a dimension in the spirit realm where the enemy will use pride against you and make you have a haughty spirit before a fall. That's why you see people fall. You see when they were way up there, like, man, they were doing good. I won't call his name, a great leader who had a big old movement back in the 90s. Brought even other great leaders on the world stage, used the one word, and lost everything. And guess what? Still today, stand on his word and deceiving people. Once saved, already saved. People can live any kind of life. Everybody's going to heaven. See that spirit? And refuse to change. Because have you ever saw people that get stuck in a lie? Have you ever met a person that gets stuck in that lie? Even when you know, and they know they know they're lying, but they refuse to say, I don't want to change, because I don't want to make myself look bad. You got people that lost relationship and marriages getting stuck in a lie. That'll preach for somebody. Getting stuck in a lie, and they're not going to change because of what's on them. I don't want to feel I was wrong. They get stuck in a lie. And every time you see them, they still take the same lie. That's what they say. Okay, so now do you know the truth? Nah, that's what's there. See, he got stuck in a lie. Demons will put you in a place and get you stuck in a lie. So the frequency, high, medium, and low. He'll stick you in a dimension, and that place you won't even change. Okay, I'm not. To the place where it becomes a reprobate. Reprobate is this. So you mean to tell me, even the person who came back and told you they lied and made a mistake? Well, I just believe it. Because that spirit, pride goes. You got people getting stuck in a lie. You know what? They even get to the place where the person who finally said they told the truth said, "Nah, you got it in their mind. You told them a lie. You told them to come back and tell a lie." Be like, "Huh?" And the person say, "No, I didn't. I lied because I was upset." They said, "No, I don't believe it. But you they got with you." And you know that's a mess up. Told you. What is it? The mysteries of iniquity. People get stuck in a lot and they won't change. So we as believers have to really do a major surgery of ourselves. I was teaching last night, releasing yourself from the place called stuck. There's a whole bunch of people in the place called stuck right now. They can't do anything. Do you know that there are people that will not be able to go to the next level or dimension, and they talk about it, until they get out of the place called stuck? There are people that need to make it right with other people, and they won't. There are people that are connected to past relationships, they won't. There are people that are connected to marriages that they've gone, and they're still in the place called stuck because they never made it right. So ask yourself, are you in a place called stuck? Are you in this place? And you move on, but you get to a certain place and you're stuck. You can't even move from that place. So you have to ask the Lord, Lord, where this place called stuck I'm in. Show me this. Let me get out of this place called stuck. Going from place to place, house to house, folks to folks, relationship to relationship. And everybody else is the problem except you because you're in a place called stuck because you don't see yourself. It's easy to name blame, name call people because some people are in a place called stuck. But we don't want to be in a place called delusion. But we'd rather believe a lie than a truth. And then we accept it as real. But we won't examine ourselves. But blessed be the name of the Lord God, who can bring you out of a place called stuff, who can free you from a place called stuff, and bring you out of this place. This truth will be our freedom. Truth will be our deliverance. On today. We bless the Lord for the faith. All right. I bless you. I want you to take that word. Let the Spirit of the Lord God minister to you, to your life. Minister to your circumstances. Minister to that area. The place called stuff. Can you actually say, I apologize? You have to say, forgive me. You have to say, I want to be right. The hardest thing for a high-level person is to apologize when you're up there. And now you have to deal with your pride of I made a mistake. You have to stay in that place of the Lord. Let it be done in our life. Amen. All right, people of God, we thank God for you, all on today. I hope this word is a word that made you change from the place called stuff in your life. I'm teaching on this series called Time to Graduate. Amen. You're almost at the end of a course, and we get stuck right there. Stuck in a conversation, stuck in a letter, stuck in an event. And don't know how to break it. But you don't want to be stuck today. Lord, don't stick. Don't let us be in a place called stuff. Bring us out, God. Let us see you. Let us search ourselves. Let us know who we are in you. God, do we love people more than we love you? Do we love money more than we love you? Do we love attention more than we love you? Do we love the audience and the platform more than we love you? Do we love the gift that makes us feel so good that we're on target and we don't miss it more than we love you? God, we have to love the Lord more than we love any of those things. And not be in a place called stuff today. Amen. I bless the Lord for the faith. Yes. All right, intercession. Thank you all today, once again, Administrator Brian. We're today is the 15th. So those we're in this day, those of you who are coming to the conference, we're looking to see you there. I'm excited about what God is doing. This is our 11th year. So the last 11 years during this time is one of the horrendous times that we encounter during this season. And many of you who put on conferences, done conferences, been in events, involved in events, you understand what comes of these events. So, and you know what it takes, what it's about. You know what comes and rises up in these paths. So, to me, it's nothing new about behavior, personality, the warfare, attacks, agendas develop into great things in the kingdom. And when you mature in that thing, you don't be moved by what people say, do, or tell you, or how they say
how they do it. We've been doing it for 11 years. And so that's usually nothing different but people. Maybe a different city, but we stay steadfast in the things of God. And we bless the Lord for that. For his spirit and his presence. And to that. Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. Right here at it. The heart of it. The heart of it. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. For you, you, and you. And connected. Thank God. If you would be so kind to share it, if it's on your page, please share it to your page and support the conference. Those who take it and put it in their profile picture for us. We thank you all for your support and sharing it and inviting others to come. Those who will be traveling from different parts of the United States, we thank you for your being with us on today. We appreciate you on today. Amen. And love the Lord, the God. Appreciate you. Looking to see you. All right, if you want a copy of the word that was shared today, you can go to the Ryan Matthews Ministry, or no, Blog Talk Radio, because we'll probably be off before that time. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/prophetLaRyanMatthews. They're in the archives over there, so you can go over there and get it from the archives. Today's word, let it be a blessing to you. Because it's in the archives, it's available to you. So go over there and grab it. It's already in the archives. It's another copy of it in entirety. And it'll be a blessing to your life or to somebody else's life. And if you desire to be a blessing to the ministry, a great kingdom investment, you can do that too. Call the chat at the money sign, RFPIE. Or you can go to Zelle, We Restore You, the letter U in the alphabet.org, We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet.org. And be a blessing as well, too. We thank God for your seed in advance. Thank God for you being a blessing in advance. We appreciate you in advance. All that the Lord is doing. Honor the Lord. For you, you, and you on today. Thank you, God, for his mighty hand, his mighty voice, his mighty power on our life. And that the Lord is doing for us. His fingers into the year today. Hallelujah. If you want to mail it to us, you can do it at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. No. Nothing. The greatest investment you can ever invest in. The kingdom of God, kingdom investment, power of the seed, this investment. We thank God for you today. All right, bless the Lord. Our intercessors that prayed today, the Lord give you something for us. We're going to give you opportunity to do that on today. You can hit *6 on your phone and come in and release what God is giving you for us on today, whether word of knowledge, whether word of encouragement. Amen. The Lord giving you something. He's certainly open to it. We thank God for the shofar. Man, that was a great sound today. I say that was a powerful dimension. And those who blew the shofar, God really are using you all mightily. So we thank God for your blowing of the shofar on today. Hallelujah. We are blessed by the sound of the shofar. Amen.
Bless you, man of God.
Top of the afternoon, woman of God. Bless you too, Evangelist Mary Teasley.
Always good to hear your voice and be on the line. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just thank God for the word, the teaching, the wisdom, the knowledge, and truly us gaining a new understanding in all things that's going on in the world, around the world, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. You know, God is moving in such a powerful way. And I just know for sure that when I was praying a bit ago and this morning in my private time with God, that he is saying that his word is firm. His word is firm. He said that if he hadn't, if he didn't stop the counsel and the devices of the heathen that, and all the things that's going on, the world would have been destroyed a long time ago. His word is firm, and he is holding our hands in everything that we do. We just got to keep our eyes on him. You spoke so many things that he has spoken to me this morning, and it's powerful that we just keep our hand in his hand. It's a mighty hand, and he's not going to let us be destroyed. The fear, when I was praying about the fear, and you spoke about the fear, and I just was in the midst of praying, and I do remember stopping to come against the spirit of fear, because that thing will rise up against the men and women of God, and it will paralyze you, because you'll hear these things all over the news, and you're like in a bubble thinking, oh, wow, you know, I'm prophesying this, I'm pronouncing this, I'm denouncing that, and then you turn on the television, and it's just a tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. But we are to occupy until he comes. And he did say clearly, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And I take that fully, and it strengthens me. It drives me to even see my God more, because he's more than anything going on around you. So truly, the world would have been destroyed a long time ago. So he's given us all an opportunity to keep moving, keep plowing, keep going, and to continue to prophesy in the atmosphere for your protection through these times. We won't be foolish. We will be prophesying and believing God for the angels that he's assigned to each and every one of us. Always anoint yourselves, anoint your home, hallelujah, anoint your children, anoint the car you drive, even the, have anointing on your hand when you walk into work and they let it touch your doorknob. God is real, very real in everything we do. He's right there with us all the day long. So I thank God for you, prophet, and for all the words of wisdom that you spoke today. Just a powerful time in the Lord, and I'm honored to be here. Bless you and those on the line. Oh, yeah, the best prophet is Tina, too, because she really blew today. It was a great time in the Lord. The way he moved through sound, I know he broke up a lot of things in homes and a lot of things at work. He broke up some things this afternoon. So we got to keep on pushing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, and we honor the Lord for you as well. And all of the men and women of God that stood on the word today, on the power of his word. Because there's truth is a powerful instrument. And when you have to speak it and decree and declare it at a time like this, it causes you to lose people. But you have already lost them. Enemy wants to play on those things to make you feel like God is not doing what he said he's going to do. And we as believers and men and women of God have to continue to stay steadfast for the last 11, actually more than 11, this is our 11 year of the conference. We already know at this time of the year there's people coming and going, there's people having issues and ups and downs and ins and outs. Financial problem, challenges. We know that there are people against us and with us. We know that the people have certain type of ways. We know the ups and downs. We know people who wanted to be part of, was not part, selected. We understand all of those things that come with the dynamics of ministry, and that doesn't change. We realize that and recognize that as we walk and develop and grow and experience what we're experiencing this year. So there's nothing new for us when you're dealing with certain principalities and powers and demonic activities and strongholds and the kingdom. We know that this is what happens. And so as believers, we are always prepared for what comes and what happens and what transpires, because we know what we're up against. We know the enemy. We know his device. We know his time. We know his symbol. And we know what he's trying to do. And so as believers, we have to stay steadfast in it. We have to stay steadfast in it. In the chaotic atmosphere, we have to stay steadfast. And let his will be done. Let the glory of God will be done in everything that we're doing. We have to stay steadfast in it. And you have to stay steadfast as believers. You have to stay strong. Because of the concept of the illusion and the delusion of the enemy is to trick you out of the place you had in God, to make you believe that it's a lie that God is not doing, make you feel that God is not still answering, that God is not a healer. See, what happened is great healers don't believe that they can do the healing. Great healers believe that the Spirit of God is doing the healing. And a lot of times when we don't see things happen, we question God. No, because God is the healer, not you. See, he's the miracle worker. God is the financier of an investment. We're his investment. He finances us to be the kingdom and to do what we do in the kingdom of God. So he doesn't kill his investment, no matter how many times people lie to the other investors. He's not going to kill you because you're his investment. And no matter what people say, we focus on what people say about God's investment. No, go back to the investor. The guy, okay, you know you invested in me, right? Yeah. What do you think? I said, keep going. Keep doing it. Keep staying in there. I got you covered. Because we have to understand the power of what God does. His word is power. And if he was in the beginning, he's at it at the end. If he was in the middle, he's at it at the end. So he doesn't change his investment. He doesn't change his investment. Because the hand of God is on so many of us in such a powerful way, and so many things God is doing for his people in such a powerful way, and so many things. Yeah. See, to be an investment to God, you don't need an audience. You need a presence. That's the only thing you have to worry about. When I came to the revelation, I don't need an audience to do what I need to do in the kingdom. I need a presence. And see, I could be anywhere and speak, and the presence is there. Because you just need a presence. See, and the presence of God is the fullness of joy. People are trying to get an audience. I just want his presence. If I get in his presence, anything in his presence is going to have to hear anyhow. Because everything is about sound. And the sound is in the presence. And when people recognize that it's in his presence, you won't have to worry about all this stuff. You won't have to worry about, you ain't got to worry about riding around a parking lot to see how many people are in the building and how many people are there. Because if you're in his presence, you just turn on the frequency and he'll do anything you need him to do. Walk in his presence. You'll see some things you never imagined that God would do for you, your family, your children, your loved ones. And let his power be. Because in the presence, man, there's the things happening in his presence. Powerful things in his presence. God, I want your presence. You know, operating in your presence. Man, where everybody at? I don't see nobody. I'm in his presence. Because in the presence is fullness of joy. That's where you build in the kingdom of God. And you can do what you do for years and months and weeks and things happen because there's the presence of God that is happening in his presence. And thank you, woman of God, for sharing that unto that. Bless the Lord. Put you onto that. Amen. Anyone else? Come on in now. Glory to God. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Prophet Matthews and everyone on the line, Prophetess Tracy, and even as you were talking about the presence, in his presence, he gave me that word. He gave me Psalm 16:11, and it says, thou will show me thy path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And then he began to speak to me about the presence us tapping into his presence, that is, as his children tapping in and staying frantic in his presence, because he said many times we tap in and we tap out, and we tap into his presence sometimes on an as-needed basis, but he wants us to tap into his presence with our whole hearts. He said, even as my children tap into my presence with their whole heart in this hour, in their whole being, they will experience complete joy, not just joy sometimes and not just joy every now and then, but complete joy that we would experience as we tap into his presence with our whole heart. And then he said that we would experience that unspeakable joy. And even though things are going on this earth realm and things are just being turned upside down, as we tap into his presence, we will experience the unspeakable joy. Don't tap in and tap out. He said in his presence there's safety, in his presence there's strength, in his presence there's peace. He said, and in his presence, the treasures of life he'll unlock to us. And in his presence, he'll unlock the pleasures of life. In his presence. He's saying to us today, stay tapped into his presence. Don't get in and out of his presence. Stay tapped in. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen. Bless you on today. Thank you, woman of God, for the release of us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Phenomenal afternoon to everyone. This is Prophetess Tina. When I was gone, when I came out, the Lord Father said, be resilient. He wants us to be resilient in this season, in this hour, regardless of what's going on around us in the world. He wants us not to lose our position. He wants us to stand firm. He said, don't be tricked by what others are, what they don't understand. It's not for us to stay focused on the naysayers, but we need to be focused on the promises of him, because many will move out of position and he will fill the positions if we just stay firm to what he called us to do. And the scripture that he gave us is the same scripture that that he gave me, was what you spoke of, 2 Thessalonians also. God bless you.
Amen. Oh, amen. Look at the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Ghost is powerful. Amen. Holy Ghost is powerful, powerful, powerful. Look at the Holy Ghost. Thank God. The Holy Ghost. Amen. That's powerful. We're all on the same page. All right. Another one wants to release the oil of the Lord. Confirm what God is doing. Amen. Bless the Lord for you on today. Amen. Blessing the Lord. Answering. Let's respond. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, Prophetess. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen.
Hi, Prophet. This is Tamika in Las Vegas. I just wanted to say, God bless you. I just wanted to say that even though I've been silent lately, it's because I'm, dealing with a lot of stuff, but I've definitely been watching and I've definitely been listening and still learning from your teachings. And I'm excited about, even though, like, I'm trying to stay in his presence just so I can try to get there some way, one way or another. We're trying to get moved this up next month, but it's like I really want to go. So I just really been praying about a lot of things, and I just believe God. I just believe that God is going to do everything that he said he's going to do, and everything that has been prophesied, everything that you have prophesied has already been happening. It's been a lot of stuff has already happened. I've already checkmarked it off my list, and, God is doing everything else. So I just thank God today. And what Tracy was saying about don't go in and out of God's presence, that's exactly where I'm staying. So that's what's been going on with me. But I just wanted to say that I am here, and I have been listening, and you are right on it with everything that you have been. all have to stay in his presence. That's like the main thing, and just continue to pray and just believe God for everything, regardless of what we see going around us. Because every time I click on Facebook, somebody has passed away. So it's like I just stay. I don't look to the left or the right. Just keep looking towards me, and I will direct your path. And everything that we ask for when we pray, if we believe, we will receive it. So that's what I'm doing. And God is strengthening me even in this hour where it doesn't look like things are happening, but I see that it's happening in the spirit. So I'm just excited where I'm at. I'm okay. I'm excited because I know God is doing it. So I just wanted to say I love you guys and I thank you. And I'm here. So don't think I'm not here just because I'm silent. I'm here. And I love you, Papa.
Amen. Amen. To you, my God, and bless the Lord. We honor the Lord for what God is doing in the heart of his people, in the spirit of his people. We thank God for each and every one of you on today. Thank God for the miracle of last week, the miracle of 2 weeks ago, the miracle today, and all the miraculous things that the Lord is doing for his people. We thank God for today. Administrator Richard Bryant, any words over that woman? Anyone else? Administrator Bryant, we thank God for you on today.
God bless.
Administrator Bryant.
God bless you, Dr. Matthew. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
God bless you. God bless everyone for listening in on the line. Please keep in mind that today is the last day for registration. If you will, if you already registered, if you will, please text and have not submitted your shirt size, please text it to 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 877-912-2027. God bless you, man. God.
God bless you on today as well. Amen. We bless God for those who have registered. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. And I really appreciate everything you're doing. And believe you me, those who are speaking, guests that are speaking, coming, man, I'm telling you, it's been an awesome, awesome time in the midst of all that is going on around the world. Leadership, lay people. You know, every way you turn, there's somebody leaving. But every way you turn, there's somebody developing. Every way you turn, somebody's falling away. And every way you turn, somebody's being promoted. So I thank God for the plus side of what he's doing in the lives of the people and for us all today. We bless the Lord for you all today. I thank God for you. Thank you, Administrator God. Thank you, saints of God. Looking forward to see you and you there at our conference 2022. We're on the edge of something great. I know many of you are feeling it and we're believing. Those who are we believing God going to move? That's why I said just a minute ago that divine intervention kick in. I'm standing on divine intervention. Amen for God's people. Move of God, divine intervention. Amen. Just 9 days away. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Father's Day this weekend, so please enjoy your parents, your father. If you have a father that's around, enjoy the other father. God, Father, said Father, whoever they are to you, bless that man and woman of God. Juneteenth is this weekend as well. Monday, the first holiday, June 15th, celebration of a lot of our own independence and emancipation. But we thank God for today. Today is my daughter's birthday today. My daughter's identical twin, their birthday today. So thank God for them. God bless them to see another year in my oldest sister. Her birthday as well today. So we blessing the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Thanks to God and some of you who have birthdays or family members. We bless the Lord for you all as well too on this day. May the Lord continue to keep you and keep you in my prayer. Days away. 9 days from now, we'll be in the heart of the conference 2022. And so forth. I'm looking to see you all at Restoration Foundation for Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146 Street in Harvey, Illinois. Let us know if you're flying in and if transportation is necessary. Please let our staff know ahead of time. We're looking forward to a great time to see you. Those who are driving, we pray for the traveling grace and mercy of God on you to travel in safe without no hurt, harm, or danger. In the traveling to get here, you know, there's been a lot of flights canceled. There's so much, so many things going on. Pilots, planes, pilots retiring, people quitting. That COVID-19, coronavirus. Some pilots said we not gonna take the shot, so we rather retire or we step away. A lot of pilots went to private duty, doing their own private business, and so a lot of things changed. See, what the enemy meant for bad, I'm telling you, God is going to turn it in our favor. He's going to turn it in our favor. See, the favor of God is upon us, those who believe. And if you stand on the word of God, you're watching the favor of God on you in your life. Everything that's happening, look at the world, look at the government, look at the system. Everything is failing. Everything is selling. Even the war that they create, the fights and the battles are selling. But we give God praise. All right, thank you, God. We love you all. Stay in that place of God. Continue to follow us. We share the word of God on Facebook. And share the word of God. Be able to drive by with the prophet due to scheduling things over the last several days, weeks. We shifted a little bit. A lot of things we're trying to deal with as it relates to family. We pray for the kingdom of God. So join us, look for us on Facebook as we share the word of God. Thank God for you all today. Thank God. Take those dates and times. Please govern yourself and call me. Looking to see you there. Midnight services. We're looking to see many of you there. In the workshop Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Then 12 noon. After that, we're taking a break and coming back at 7 p.m. that night. All night services. Starts at 6:30 prayer, right into the services at 7:10 we start, and we're looking to see you. Some of you receive calls and what we want you to do in the conference, so we're looking to see you there, okay? Love you all, thanks to God, appreciate you on today. May the strength, power, and the love of the Lord go with you and abide with you and everything that you do. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your quarters, and I pray for you all today. God bless you.